I'm conscious of time. We're a little bit over. We were meant to spend the last 15 minutes or so with my summary. Although I've been summarizing each of these sets of questions, so I'm not so worried about cutting into that time. I did want to hear from Sybil because we hadn't heard from her on this topic. I see she's written, she's provided something on the chat room. Sybil, are you with us? No, that's okay. I don't mind going a few more minutes on this because it's I think it's a really good discussion, and I want to make sure everyone has had an opportunity to weigh in. Lee and colleagues, I mean, I think this has been an animated discussion. We've heard, on the climate first approach or the single materiality issue, agree with the trustees that, yeah, this is the right approach. It's a good idea. An early proof of concept, not to be overly ambitious, baby steps first. There's a danger of overreach. And so that point was made clearly. On the other side of that debate, people pointed out that this can't be just about climate. There are it's too narrow. There are too many other pressing concerns. Ken used the example, the obvious example of, climate is important, but then pandemic comes along and there's so much focus on that. So it can't just be about climate. Sustainability is much broader than that. It's to focus on climate first is inconsistent with many firms' policies that really do focus on other elements of the, of environment and social and governance issues. I think the way to square the circle, or at least maybe a middle ground, some people pointed out that, it would be a good start to have some kind of an ESG conceptual framework, an overarching approach. It's not a binary question. I forget who mentioned that, but I had written down, it's not necessarily binary. Maybe it's more of a continuum. Again, timing, like as we discussed yesterday, timing is an issue here. Someone else helpfully mentioned perhaps a mixed approach, focus on climate now, but make it clear it's not exclusively about climate and that there might be scope to include other issues. So that it's, I can imagine the discussion among the trustees. This is a difficult issue on single versus double materiality. I thought that was an interesting point. It's not about relevance. It's more about materiality or usefulness for investors. I've heard some reservations about double materiality. Although on the other hand, single materiality is not sufficiently ambitious. And some organizations have already considered double materiality, and that needs to be taken into careful consideration. Lee, is there anything you'd like to add? Any questions that that have been asked that haven't been responded to? The floor is yours.
Thank you, Bill. No. The short answer to that is, we've covered a huge amount of ground in what still is a relatively short period of time for today and yesterday. So I'm grateful. The flow was good and effective, so we got to hear a diversity of views as well. So I think, it's been very helpful, and up to us now to sort of try and breathe for a minute and digest all the elements of what we've heard to make sure the voice of the all the voices of the advisory council are clearly heard back to the trustees. I am conscious of the time as well, Chair. I do have another commitment on the hour, but I know my colleagues will remain online for as long as wish the council need to.
Okay. Thank you, Lee. I think the best way to leave off for now, for me, this has been a fascinating discussion. I've really enjoyed it. I've very much appreciated everyone's very thoughtful, very well-considered comments. These are difficult topics. I think the best way to proceed from here, I mentioned earlier, I've got a call with Lee and his colleagues and his team tomorrow. We'll start working on the summary. And of course, the sustainability reporting topic has dominated this meeting. Of course, we heard from Erica yesterday and gave us an update on the trustees' activities. Sue gave us an update on the work of the board, and Neely and Lee provided some information about feedback to feedback from the on input that the advisory council had provided. So there were hard copies of those presentations, and I thought those were extremely helpful. The next step is we will start preparing a summary as early as today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. The staff and myself, and we will circulate it. I believe it's next week. Don't hold me as to the timing. I forget the timeline that we had agreed to, but we will put together a summary for your consideration, and then we will get it to the trustees. Let's take a 5-minute break. I'm conscious of everyone's time, not just the, we were a bit over time. We have this brings to an end the public portion of the meeting. If we can take a 5-minute break, we'll come back. I'll say a few words about the interactions my considerations related to the operations, the effectiveness of the advisory council, and that'll be a closed session of this meeting. So if that's acceptable to all, I'd like to close this public portion of the meeting. We will resume in exactly 5 minutes if that's okay.